Paléopard Fimbo na Fimbo. Coach Florent Ibengue, Bajouer, la ministre Denis Kambay na Chad 2016. Joël Kumwa qui le capitaine, match à l'Ibosso tout en équipe d'Ethiopie. Il fallait ne pas inaugurer Fimbo. Balingi ba pata pata Guido Sadisu, Héritier Louvumbu, na Meshak et Elia Barbi, Batika Makama Pamba Pamba Wanadi, Baba Lukabazo à Fimbo là-bas. Miller Lotello, mon ami Fimbo et Alibosso. Simeon Moussindondo, l'architecte.
Est-ce que ça va, Rumba Lovers? Another day, another time, yet another new video. Tailor made for you and yours. Well, you might have heard many Congolese musicians mentioning names like Didi Kinwani, Honorable Alita Shamala, Papa Shibambalo, Le President Malik Towe, Pede Shentamba Batoto ya Goma, SS Suleitan Suleiman, Bebe Gero. This act in Congolese music is called Mabanga. Today, there are two different types of Mabanga. The classic one found in live music and a more recent version utilized in recorded music. The practice of Mabanga may have risen to such prominence due to financial need rather than musical creativity. But in Kinshasa, throwing stones today has become a part of the very fabric of recorded and live music. One creative strategy that most bands now draw on to make an extra little money on the side is known as Kobwaka Mabanga, Lingala for throwing stones. This practice refers to the way in which musicians shout out an individual's name during a song in return for a fee. For some musicians, this brings in 2/3 of their daily earnings. The practice of Mabanga has been around since the late 1970s and early 1980s. It started in the classic rumba bars in Kinshasa, most popular bars Matonge, Bandulangwa, Matete, Lingwala, and Lemba. Initially, the most famous stone throwers were Franco and OK Jazz Group. But it was a practice also adopted by smaller, now forgotten bands. And back then, throwing stones was a way of generating additional revenue through flattering rich businessmen and politicians. But now, the tradition has become extended to the general public. Understandably enough, the fee for having your name immortalized in a recorded track is higher and often very pricey. For example, to be named in a song by an artist like Werrason, Fally Ipupa, Feregola, Koffi Olomide, Jibe Mpiana, Heritier Watanabe, or Felix Ozekwa, you name them, today's biggest stars of Dombolo music, $1,000 is often the minimum asking price. This practice is therefore typically restricted to the rich dignitaries and businessmen. And those opting to pay such a fee for mentions in songs include names like Kinshasa's Governor André Kimbuta, the former Executive Secretary for the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, Alphonse Ntumba Luaba, former Ambassador Christophe Muzungu Kalemba, or former President Joseph Kabila, although it is difficult to trace whether he directly pays for this practice, yet to be confirmed. Please do that research for me. Today, I want to speak about one famous name that is so prominent on these songs from your favorite rumba musicians. She doesn't need introduction. She's called Mpongo Love, famous for her love song Ndaya that ruled the charts for a very long time. She was also from Kasai, DR Congo. Influenced by the tabule rhythm of her days. But ladies and gentlemen, who really is Alita Shamala?
Music. Honorable Alita Shamala, aime-moi, aime-moi un peu. Shamala Nangai. Alita Shamala. Papa yo,
Chamala, l'honorable Emile Ngoïta Sombo, Jenka, Tamanda Tusi, Dieudonné Nyengele.
Some time back, Fabregas Lemetois Noel shared the second volume of GAM, his new album. The maestro took the opportunity to dedicate a song to Honorable Congolese patron Alita Chamala. Very well known in the musical landscape as the best patron of the 50th anniversary of the first edition of Trophée Paul Malebo Music Awards. Alita Chamala is celebrated through several voices and Congolese musicians, otherwise known as a social dad. This nickname sticks to the skin of the honorable for its particularity, which distinguishes it from the others. Her kindness, having a clean heart, having to help others by supporting the productions of artists from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Congo Brazzaville, makes her the most beloved of all. Her heart filled with love and good faith, Alita Chamala always stands out with her sympathy. Considered the darling of musicians, the Honorable is promoted through the maestro's song, Modern Heart, a song that came 4 years after Wreckage, another title that pays tribute to Alita Chamala. 3 weeks after its release, the music video for this song had more than 1 million views on the maestro's YouTube channel. Apart from her favorite pseudonym, Honorable, the patron Alita Chamala is also presented as Liesa Bana, which translates to feeds the children, a dedication that recurs in all the songs dedicated to her. Alita Chamala occasionally offers food to orphans and widowed women at the end of each year. This is what notably places her on the roof of patrons of Congolese music. It is also rumored that she has also helped a lot of artists who have been stuck in France. And what do you have to say? There you go, guys. If you didn't know, now you know. If you love this video, kindly share and follow me on all my social media platforms. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We recently joined the Truth Social. We are at @the6_. Share this to your social and let's keep the family growing. Thanks for watching and I will see you on the next one. Capiche?